Update. Wequamcong Unceded Territories Ogama Kwe, Rachel Manitowabi, released a statement at approximately 3:30 p.m. that tribal police had notified her that the shelter in place is lifted after the man at the center of the investigation turned himself into Wequamcong Tribal Police shortly after 2 p.m. We want to advise the community that the current situation has come to a peaceful end, the statement reads. We are very fortunate that no one was harmed. A community member who was at the center of the search has turned himself into the authorities safely and peacefully. The shelter in place has been lifted. Original story. An emergency order to shelter in place remains over Wequamcong unceded territory as the search for a suspect considered armed and dangerous continues since 12:07 p.m. yesterday. The original alert was sent to a number of communities as the alert ready system does not allow police to send the warnings out to targeted areas. OPP Sergeant Carlo Berardi told Sudbury.com that the situation remains the same. We've got police in the community still searching for the individual and the alert ready. Shelter in place order is still in place, he said. The public in the Wequamcong Tribal Police Service area should be remaining sheltered in a place of safety, and if anyone has any information as to the location of the individual we're looking for, certainly call the OPP or the Wequamcong Tribal Police Service. The person in question is a 39-year-old man. He's described as standing 6'1" with long black hair and a mustache. He is of average build and wearing black jeans and a camouflage sweater. When the original alert came through, residents were advised to lock all doors and windows, and notify police of any suspicious people. That advice remains the same. School children in the community remained sheltered at school yesterday until 3 p.m. when the Wequamcong Tribal Police felt it was safe for regular dismissal. As per a message from the community's recently elected Ogama Kwe, Rachel Manitowabi, the students will remain at home today for a mental health day, and remain with caregivers and loved ones, to begin the initial processing of the current situation and be provided comfort. If the situation is not resolved, students will remain at home tomorrow as well. For those who are struggling, the Manidu Manizing Crisis Response Team have extended their services to the 7 First Nation communities they service on Manitoulin Island. Based out of Nandwichij Gamig Wequamcong Health Center, they have posted a video, seen below, encouraging community members to reach out if you need help or want more tips on how to talk to your kids about traumatic events. Sudbury.com will continue to monitor the situation.